Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Zelwyn Heide. The New Testament reading for today is from Romans 15, verses 14 to 33. I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. But on some points I have written to you very boldly by way of reminder, because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to be proud of my work for God. For I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to bring the Gentiles to obedience, by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God. So that from Jerusalem and all the way around to Illyricum, I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ. And thus I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation, but as it is written, those who have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. This is the reason why I have so often been hindered from coming to you. But now, since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain, and to be helped on my journey there by you, once I have enjoyed your company for a while. At present, however, I am going to Jerusalem bringing aid to the saints. For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. For they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought also to be of service to them in material blessings. When therefore I have completed this, and have delivered to them what has been collected, I will leave for Spain by way of you. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf, that I may be delivered from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Reading a letter written to someone else can feel a little strange. It's like listening in on someone else's conversation. It might be interesting, yes, but there's always a distance between us and what we're reading. Even if it's a letter from one of our ancestors so that we're emotionally connected to it, we're still reading something written for someone else. We're always aware that it's not speaking to us. As we come to the end of the book of Romans, we may wonder what this has to do with us. Paul talks about why he wrote to the Romans, he talks about his work among the Gentiles, and he even talks about his future plans. It may seem like there is nothing here for us, so that we are tempted to quickly pass it by. Sure, it might be interesting enough from a historical perspective, but what does it have to do with us? But as Paul wrote in his letter to Timothy, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. All scripture, he says, not just some. It pleased the Holy Spirit to give even this to us, so that we may be complete. And in those moments when we wonder how, we only have to look more carefully and see how this speaks also to us today. Paul, for example, says that in Christ Jesus he has reason to be proud of his work for God. Paul does not say this in a boastful way, as if he was leaving behind some kind of worldly legacy that would be remembered for all time. Rather, he immediately goes on to say that he will speak of nothing except what Christ has accomplished through him. Christ has sent us out into the world to proclaim the gospel to the whole creation, and he has promised that he will be with us always, even to the end of the age. When we speak, Christ speaks through us. When we do what is right, Christ is at work within us. It is His work from beginning to end. We can thus rejoice in what we have seen, not because of ourselves, but because it is the power of God. Paul talks about his future plans to travel to Spain for the work of the gospel. Before he went, however, he first wanted to go to Jerusalem to bring aid to the poor saints there. Some of the churches in Greece were also helping him in this work, sending along their own contributions. If they had come to share in spiritual blessings, he says, it was only right to share in material blessings too. And if we have come to share in spiritual blessings, having been brought to faith in Jesus Christ, it is only right to share our material blessings too, so that the whole body would be built up together in Him. It is only right to make sure that no Christian brother goes hungry or naked, because our love for God is seen, above all, in our love that we have for one another. Finally, Paul asked the Roman Christians to strive with him in prayer, so that he would be delivered from the hands of his enemies. Prayer is a mighty and living thing. Prayer is the secret weapon of every Christian. When we come to God in prayer, not only will we find an open ear, but we will also find the promise that we will be heard and answered for the sake of Jesus Christ. When we cast ourselves on the Lord in prayer, we will renew our strength and mount up with wings like eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not be faint. Bring your cares and concerns to Him in prayer, and leave it up to Him who knows best how to answer them. So yes, even as this letter comes to a close, even as Paul talks about things that happened 2,000 years ago, we find that he is also writing to us. Let us hold fast to this word of life, so that we may come to be with all the saints in joy, and be refreshed eternally in their company. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Let us pray. O God, you gave to your servant John Chrysostom grace to proclaim the gospel with eloquence and power. As bishop of the great congregation of Antioch in Constantinople, he fearlessly bore reproach for the honor of your name. Mercifully grant to all bishops and pastors such excellence in preaching and fidelity in ministering your word, that your people shall be partakers of the divine nature. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.